On the patio of Bodega Bay's Spud Point Crab Company, a group of fishermen and a few other locals sits across from the bay sipping coffee. This group gets together here every morning when they can, but the atmosphere today is heavier than usual. Just last week, the news came in that crab season is closing about 2.5 months early this year. It will end on April 15th.
I've been in the business since 1969. My father's been in the business. My grandfather's been in the business. We're 5 generations of fishermen.
That's Tony Anello, the owner of Spud Point Crab Company. In addition to the restaurant, Anello's family has 3 crab boats that go out for Dungeness.
It's taken away 2.5 months of your season, which is like taking 2.5 months of your paycheck away with no unemployment or anything like that. It's just that you're out of business.
Anello says this time of year is important for fishermen who run smaller boats because most of the larger boats have moved on to other fisheries. His friend and fellow crabber, Jeff Genovese, agrees.
I enjoy my spring. The stress is gone. I do my thing and deliver the product at a higher price. Again, it's, I'd say, about half of my crab income.
The new rules came from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, or CDFW. The organization decided to close the season early as part of a settlement agreement with the Center for Biological Diversity. Kristen Monsell is a senior attorney with the center.
We sued in October of 2017 after being informed by the federal government that entanglements were skyrocketing off the coast of California.
In 2018, there were 29 confirmed entanglements in California. 7 of those were due to commercial Dungeness crab gear. In the rest of the cases, the cause could either not be determined or was due to other types of fishing gear. Ropes that hold the crab traps can maim or kill whales by cutting into their flesh or trapping them.
I think this is going to significantly reduce the risk of entanglement. It gets the gear out of their most important habitat areas when we know the whales are coming here to feed. And we're talking about some highly endangered animals. So the risk of even just one entanglement is a serious concern because of how imperiled these animals are.
Anello, on the other hand, thinks the Dungeness fishing community was doing a better job of preventing entanglements. After a task force published new guidelines for best fishing practices for the 2018-2019 season.
The only practical solution is, at this time, is doing what we are doing, is shortening up the ropes, the distance between the 2 buoys, and then kind of managing and tending your gear and getting out of the water, not losing any traps. You have to work as a team and not to be severe to where we shut the whole season down. It's ridiculous. That's going to shut a lot of people out of a job.
Ryan Bartling is a senior environmental scientist with the CDFW. He says it's too soon to say whether or not the guidelines will help reduce entanglements. He also says the risk of entanglement is higher than it's been in years prior. Warming waters are pushing whales' typical feeding grounds closer to shore and closer to fishing gear. Next year, the crab season will close on April 1st off of the coast of Sonoma County, or immediately after the first confirmed entanglement in Dungeness crab gear. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.